Thank you. is your confession. I, by virtue of my office, am a called and ordained servant of the Lord, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. O daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. The Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard, and you shall have gladness of heart. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, thou that leadest Joseph like a flock. Amen.
And her that I have afflicted, and
And I will make her that halted a remnant, and her that was cast far off a strong nation. And the Lord shall reign over them in Mount Zion from henceforth and forever. So far in the Old Testament. This morning, the Epistle of Romans, chapter 15. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we may through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another, according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and with one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore receive ye one another as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Now I say that Jesus Christ was the minister of the circumcision of the truth of God to confirm the promises made unto the fathers, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, for this cause I will confess to thee among the Gentiles, I will sing unto thy name. And again he saith, rejoice, you Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people. And again, Isaiah saith, there shall be a root of Jesse, and he shall rise to reign over the Gentiles. In him shall the Gentiles trust. Now the God of hope fill you with joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. So far, the epistle lesson. Please rise to the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 1. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with you, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. And then Mary said unto the angel, How can this be? I know not a man. And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore, also that holy child which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. So far, the Holy Gospel. We confess our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God,
Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father, and he shall come again with glory to judge.
Christ is coming, and it's based upon our gospel, and I would like to read one verse once again of our gospel, I think. And the angel answered and said unto Mary, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and the power of the highest shall overshadow you. Therefore also that holy child which shall be born to you shall be called the Son of God. So far, please be seated. I think we're all a little excited about Christmas. It's only a couple weeks away. Christmas cards, Christmas music, Christmas decorations, all of these seem to do something to get all of us excited about Christmas. We're looking forward to family members arriving, special friends whom we have not seen for a long time, and it'll be great to see everybody once again. But did we forget that Jesus is also coming? We have made our plans for Christmas around his presence. This morning's gospel helps us to remember that he is the most important part of Christmas. Even though we have celebrated many Christmases before, and we have read the Christmas story many times, we must remember who he is. This morning's gospel tells us that Jesus is the Son of Mary. Well, we've always known this, but have we always considered what that really means? It means that Jesus was truly a human being. It means that God's law given to us and all human beings applied also to him. And since Jesus was sent by God, it means that his special mission was to live under that law without a single violation of it. And as the years went by, he fulfilled it perfectly. It's important for us to remember, because he can only be our Savior if he is truly human, living a sinless life under the law of God and keeping that law perfectly. Furthermore, Jesus can be our Savior only if he dies as a human being. The one who takes our place must be a human being. God tells us the wages of sin is death. He tells us that the soul that sins shall die. God is speaking these words to human beings, to people like you and me, who sin against him every single day. But now, when this judgment of God falls on us, Jesus stands in the way, if you will, to receive the full force of it and to let us go free. The angel said, "You shall call his name Jesus." Well, we know that Jesus means Savior. That's who's coming to us once again this Christmas. But St. Luke also tells us that Jesus is the Son of God. And while Mary was rolling all of this around in her mind, how it could be possible that she could be the mother of God's Son, the angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called holy, called the Son of God." Now, we don't understand at all how this child could be the Son of God in the womb of Mary and to be born of her. The only part that we really understand is that God worked a miracle of love for us on that very first Christmas, so that we would enjoy the miracle of salvation on every Christmas. You see, at one and the same time, even today, Jesus is Mary's Son, true human, and God's Son, true God. Jesus also needed to be true God in order that his perfect keeping of the law might count for us. And unless we have the perfect keeping, we cannot stand before God's presence, nor will we ever enter into heaven. And through faith in Jesus Christ as our Savior, we do have it. We will enter his heaven. What an exciting gift. It came on that first Christmas, and it comes again once to us today. But there is even more. Jesus suffering and dying was not just that of another man. It was God's Son who died, and because he was true God, his dying counted for every person. Being loaded down with your sins and my sins, the sins of the entire world, his suffering and death had infinite value. And because Jesus was true God, his death satisfied the wrath and the judgment of God, who must and justly punishes sin. That tells us very much about who he is. He is our Savior. And looking at us this morning, he says of us, not guilty. You are clean. You are free from the punishments of sin because I bore them all on the cross for you. Christmas is the anniversary of his birth. Let's be ready. But there's even more. The angel said unto Mary, he will be great. And Jesus is great to all who believe in him as Savior, because he has overcome for us every enemy that might be on us. The devil is overcome. Jesus has won victory over the guilt, the punishment, the slavery of sin, and makes that victory ours through faith in Christ. He victoriously left the grave on that first Easter morning. For all of us has been changed from temporal death to eternal life. All of this shows his greatness, his love, and his mercy. And what an exciting guest to prepare for again this Christmas. For Mary, he came through the power of the Holy Ghost. As the angel Gabriel announced, he came in a way that is mysterious and miraculous. In a way that is equal miraculous, he comes through God's word and sacrament. And that's where he will meet us once again in the fulfillment of his promises this season and every season. The greatest gift that we can give to anyone, especially to someone who does not really know him or who is not in the faith, is the good news, joy to the world, the Lord has come. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning, and extend itself in the joy of the eternal life of heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto their souls, we pray that us this morning experience your love of the heavenly feast that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith and grant us a heavenly table where someday we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please receive it.
Take the body of the Lord.
Give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, whose way John the Baptist prepared, proclaiming him to be the Messiah, the very Lamb of God, and calling sinners to repentance, that they might escape the wrath to be revealed when he comes again in all of his glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Testament of my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Thank you. and come by. My Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Give me the death. The remission of your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body. My Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Give me the death. For the remission of your sins. Take a drink. This is the true blood. My Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Shed for you for the remission of your sins. Take a drink. This is the true blood. Take a drink. This is the true blood.
May this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
Take and eat. This is the true body. My Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Give me the death. For the remission of your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body. My Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Give me the death. For the remission of your sins. Thank you.
World without end. Amen.